Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
So glad you could be with us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. We are continuing our look at a blog post by a Mormon by the name of Greg Trimble. On gregtrimble.com, it was an article he wrote titled, "You Should Not Leave Mormonism for Any of These Five Reasons." And so we are going through his five reasons, giving our position, our viewpoint on what he is saying. And on a couple of things he says, we tend to agree with him, but we think on some of the others, he makes this broad brush assumption when it comes to why people leave the church. And I'm sorry, that's not the experience that we have had in talking with a lot of ex-Mormons. They would not say that they would fall under the categories that Mr. Trimble is trying to give us here. So far, we've looked at a couple of these points. The first point being that you shouldn't leave because you were offended. He says the second point is that everyone that goes inactive or leaves the church did so because they did not or do not know something they need to know. And of course, we certainly disagree with that. And now we're going to look at point number three. It's just too hard.
It says 3 hours of church, callings, meetings, keeping the Sabbath day holy, tithing, word of wisdom to your mission. These are just a few things that get people going down the path of leaving the church. The church conflicts with some things that people want to do, and that bugs, right? So why not search the internet for something that will somehow make the church not true?
Again, I think he makes an awful stereotype. I don't really know of anybody that I have talked to who came up and says, you know, there's just too much to do in this church. It just takes away from my Sunday afternoons. And so I'm going to leave a church that I believe has salvation in it because I want to take the day off.
And, you know, the idea that it's just too hard, I'm going to leave my family possibly behind, I might lose my job, I might lose my standing in the community, those are things that people take pretty seriously. So they're not out looking for ways to leave something that is a security blanket. Maybe their family's been involved in the church since the days of the pioneers. I don't think too many Mormons are concerned with how hard it is. They're more concerned with doing the right thing. And when they find out the information, if they find it on the internet, they're not searching it for the possibility of, I can get out of doing all this work. I don't want to have to do all that stuff.
Well, again, he takes another poke at people who look on the internet. Well, the internet is where the information is. Before the internet, what would have been his argument? So why not go to the library and somehow find out something that's not true in the church, and that's my excuse to get out? Information is important to a lot of people, and I don't think just because they're busy on Sundays that is causing a lot of people to jump on the internet to look for an excuse to get out of the church. I think you make a very good point, Eric. When a person comes out of the Mormon church, it's not just a theological change in their mind. It comes at a very high price, and I think sometimes Bible-believing Christians don't recognize that enough. It's a huge transformation in their life, and it's not normally something that is taken very lightly. Because you're right, how many times have we heard stories of people who have come to realize Mormonism is not true and have related that information to their spouse, causing a rift in their marriage, a rift between them and their kids and the rest of the family members in their community? It comes at a very high price. So I think for Mr. Trimble to give the impression that a lot of people, or some people even, jump on the internet to find out the church is not true just so they can get out of doing things on Sunday or give up their church callings, I think is really overstepping bounds.
He writes in his second paragraph under this point, a paragraph that I think is almost kind of egotistic. Let me read it and see if you agree. For the last 2 years, I've been teaching early morning seminary. That means that I'm up at 4:30 a.m. prepared and ready to give a lesson to 30-plus teenagers. Then I work all day because I don't receive any financial compensation for my church service. I get home as soon as I can to spend time with my family, and then I've got to get ready for another lesson and to wake up early the next day. Saturday is sometimes free, but then it's off to church on Sunday. It's tough, but what else would I be doing with my time?
Wow. Wow. This reminds me of a conversation I had with an LDS man down in Manti who spent several moments of our conversation telling me about all the things that he had accomplished, and this is why he deserved to be saved. His sentences were very similar to this. I've done this. I've done that. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And I remember when he was finally finished giving me his long resume, and it was a very good resume for his activity. There's no doubt about it. But I politely said to him, you really don't understand what salvation is all about. Instead of starting sentences with the word I, he should have started those sentences with he. It's all about what he did, not what I've done. And for Mr. Trimble, you're right. It almost sounds arrogant in what he's saying here. Okay, Mr. Trimble, you've sacrificed a lot. We get it. I understand.
Well, I'm willing to do it, so why can't you, buckle up? And the thing is, I think most people who leave the church would be happy to continue working hard if what they were supposed to be believing in, that the LDS Church is teaching, is actually true. He makes a poke at tithers. He says, for non-tithers, he says, you'd like to be 10% richer and not pay tithing? You'd probably spend that money on something frivolous anyway, like 98% of Americans do anyways. And then he puts in parentheses, there are studies on people's spending habits that back that up. Why not donate to a worthy cause like the church? Mr. Trimble, the reason that they don't want to donate to a cause like the church is that they don't feel the church is a worthy cause. It's not teaching truth. Where does that money go?
And I think another thing that this is missing here is that when I do hear of Latter-day Saints talk about how busy they are in the church, I can tend to sympathize with them that the church keeps them way too busy. How many times have I heard complaints from family members that the husband, for instance, is at priesthood meetings or doing this or doing that and does not spend enough time at home? Does the church ever stop to think? If you really believe what David O. McKay said, and it was David O. McKay, a president of the Mormon Church, who said something to the effect that there is no success if there is failure in the home. Does the Mormon Church ever stop to consider that a lot of the burden that they are putting on some of these members is causing a conflict in their relationship at home? If that complaint was to be raised to their priesthood leader, would the priesthood leader give them less of a burden? I don't know. But I hear this as a common complaint that they are overly busy, that they don't have time for anything else but the church. I don't find that in the New Testament. I don't find that kind of an example in the New Testament. We are to take care of our family. Yes, church work is important. And sadly, a lot of people, even in evangelical circles, usually don't step up to the plate to do their part. I understand that. But we do not sacrifice our families for that. And I think that is something that is missed in this section on his list of complaints.
And then he goes on a little further and he says, on top of all this, if you're going to believe the Bible or be a Christian, then it requires you to attend church, keep the Sabbath day holy, pay a tithing, treat your body like a temple of God, and be a missionary. So even if you were going to leave the LDS Church, you still have an obligation to do those things if you want to be a Bible-believing Christian. He gets this all messed up and backward here because he assumes, again, he's assuming the LDS Church is true, and so you ought to do those things. I would quibble with him on these demands that make you a Christian by doing these things somehow makes you worthy before God.
Well, I think, too, that a lot of this has to be put in the right perspective, that even a faithful Christian can overdo it when it comes to service in the church. It's not fair to put that kind of a burden on a few of the people. This is why, Christian, if you're listening and you don't step up to the plate to do things in your church, where's the area that's always needed, like working in the Sunday school classes, the nursery classes, and things like that? Well, then you have to ask yourself, well, could I really be doing that? Usually it's just a matter of you're in a different location of the building during a certain time. But we know in talking to a lot of Latter-day Saints that there is a lot of time that must be devoted to the functioning of their church, and it can become a burden to the point that it affects the relationship in their family. Now, is that right?
Right.
I would say no, it's not. And I think sometimes the church leadership, the Mormon church leadership, is probably a bit insensitive when it comes to that need. And maybe they need to reevaluate that. But even if that was the case, going back to the original premise, I don't think, at least from the experience I've had in talking with ex-Mormons, I don't think the busy schedule that many Latter-day Saints have in their church is what was the motivating factor for them to, as Mr. Trimble says, to jump on the internet and look for something that will somehow make the church not true.
You and I have talked to many ex-Mormons, and I never have heard a Mormon say, when I've asked the question, why did you leave? Well, you know, the church is really too hard. It had too many restrictions. I couldn't do this. I wanted to do that, but they wouldn't let me do that on Sunday, etc. So therefore, I left the church and became an evangelical Christian because it's so much easier over here. I've never heard that before. Right. It's always something to do with history, with doctrine, with something that is wrong, and they have discovered the truth. I think what he's doing again is he's putting this guilt trip on the people who have left, and again, demeaning to those people.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely correct. I can't recall anybody who has left the church for that reason. It's much more complicated than that. But I want to go back to what I said earlier. Most of the people that we have found that have come out of the Mormon church did so not out of a rash decision, a real quick emotional decision. They came out after spending an awful lot of time looking at the truth claims of Mormonism and not being able to reconcile what they are learning with actual facts, or you might even say with what the Bible has to say on these issues. So I think that Mr. Trimble certainly gets it wrong there. Tomorrow we're going to continue our look at Mr. Trimble's 5 reasons not to leave the Mormon church.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Is there not much of a difference between Mormonism and Christianity? Well, actually, despite what many may think, there is. And when it comes to the sensitive and even highly charged issue that has eternal ramifications, the Christian may not know where to turn. Just trying to understand the Mormons' beliefs can be both confusing and frustrating. That's why Mormonism 101 was written, a book resource by Mormonism Research Ministries Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson that contrasts vital doctrines such as who is God, what is Scripture, and how a person is able to go to heaven. When the two religions are placed side by side, the differences are many. Mormonism 101 is a tool that will help you better understand the doctrines of your Latter-day Saint friend, family member, or co-worker. And it even has witnessing tips available to help you in future conversations. Published by Baker Books, Mormonism 101 is available at mrm.org or ask for it at your favorite Christian bookstore. As 1 Peter 3 says, always be prepared to give an answer.